Good morning. The tents on 2T today are the Petach Tikva, tent number 10, Em HaMoshavot, Minsk, Peter number 2, and a supporting 10 from Moldova, Lerabash. What to look for in the assembly of friends. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness, and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of God. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained confidence and the strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts, that he was facing a high mountain that couldn't be conquered, and that these are truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and everyone tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society. Workshop question. Each friend convinces the friends that we are exiting Egypt now. Again, each friend convinces the friends that we are exiting Egypt right now.
I'm certain that after yesterday's Yeshivat Chaverim, you are ready to come out of Egypt. That the love of friends is so important that every moment in which we're not able to give strength through the connection between us, it feels for us as exile. And what we have to do, all in all, is to ask over that feeling. And without a doubt, we will also get a response for it, and we will come out of Egypt.
This state of Egypt was good. Up to now, we've enjoyed it. It was all right. And now the time has come to rise to the next degree, because it's not about staying here. That's not the goal. The goal is to come to Israel. And we're now capable of doing that. And it's in our power. If we, as much as we connect and are able to ask for it together, to that extent we'll be able to make that jump.
The only thing that we have to be convinced about is that we have in our hands the ability to do it, to achieve the right request. And there is no other goal. The Creator doesn't want us to stay in this state. He brought us here so that we will reach something, so that we will achieve it. And again, it's not for us, it's for the whole world. And we have to feel that we are working for the whole world, and that we have the powers from above, and it all depends on us. It's just a matter of a decision. We have to jump into the water.
Yes, the thing is to want. It's said that one needs to see himself as if he's coming out of Egypt every day. Today also, every day is an opportunity to raise prayer, to ask to come to greater connection, to strengthen the elvut between us, to ask for the quality of bestowal to be clothed in us today, and especially when we're here together, studying together.
Yeah, each and every day. Today, too, we're coming out of Egypt because we have no other choice and we're doing it with joy. Well, there's no choice and we're doing it with joy because it means that we're going along with the Creator. We acknowledge that He's the one who's leading us out of Egypt each and every day. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. And we're happy on this path. We don't just go through it, rather we go through it willingly.
There is a great mass of desire that wants, needs to come out of Egypt. It's not just us, it's the whole world who's tired of this existence, not seeing any purpose in it. And every day we're being awarded for years. We're being awarded with receiving the method for how to manage this desire. And with this, well, let's say this way, even if we want to remain in Egypt, we won't be allowed. So it's 1,000,000% certain that we're coming out of Egypt.
Now, however, we are beginning to understand only that we are in Egypt. That if the Creator will not help us, then it would be impossible to get out of here. It's not by our own forces.
Yes, the question is, if up to now everything was fine and well, the 7 good years we've passed, and now the 7 bad years begin, supposedly. So we shouldn't be waiting for it. We can escape right now. And it's worthwhile to do it. And the Creator won't allow us to remain in this state. So now it's our choice. Either we do it by choice, or blows will come.
Another question for an active workshop. Each friend should reach a mutual commitment that will help everyone come out of Egypt during this lesson. Write down the group's decision. I'm repeating it. Another question for an active workshop. Each 10 should reach a mutual commitment that will help everyone come out of Egypt during this lesson. Write down the group's decision. The 10's decision.
The point is just to achieve something together. I'm not exactly sure what, but the main thing is that we think of something common, try to hold some common thought or an intention, a direction that we share during the lesson, and try to realize it together. It can be anything, but we have to decide that we're holding each other in that thought throughout the lesson.
We need to make the commitment to each other to ask during the lesson so that the light will work on us and make those changes in us.
And externally, we can add an example of joy, of happiness. The importance of the goal, this great privilege that I've talked about in the weekend, the joy that we have to show, to project always.
Yes, our commitment to ask for each other so that each friend will be able to hold on to this composition, this structure that draws the reforming light, and the demand, because now it is our time to ask together.
True. We have a goal, we have all the means. The Creator has gathered us here, gave us the opportunity to be together in the center of the world, in the center of the of Bibi, Bnei Baruch, in the center of the Ten. We have all the conditions necessary to address Him together, to ask for help, so as to come out of Egypt.
And to remember that we are committed here towards the other friends, towards our society, towards the whole world Kli. We have great responsibility here, which is specifically upon us. We have to show an example, and we also have to support this whole process so that everyone will succeed.
Lemande, Tashem Elokeinu, Avak Shatora.